5AA Mornings with Matthew Pantelis.
Twenty-four to 12 on 5AA. Pleased to have in the studio with me for State of Our State, and very timely too because Anzac Day tomorrow. There's a lot going on. Chantelle Bowen, Director of Veterans SA. Chantelle, good morning.
Good morning, Matthew.
Now, let me just pump up your volume there on that microphone a little bit. And also Christine Molitor, Director of Be Sustained. Christine.
Good morning.
Thank you both for coming in. Tomorrow, there's so much on. The dawn service, obviously, 6 a.m. through to around 7:15 at the Australian National War Memorial, corner of North Terrace and Kintore Avenue. The Light Horse Memorial Service. This is a good one. I love this, where horses turn up and the fellas dressed in the full military gear from the Boer War and World War I. Corner of North and East Terrace, just across from the Botanic Hotel or the Botanical Gardens there, where that memorial is. The Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander War Memorial Service, 8 a.m. at the Torrens Parade Ground. The march will commence at 9:30 tomorrow from North Terrace, just east of Gawler Place, by the memorial there, the War Memorial. The Anzac Day Service of Remembrance, commencing immediately after the Anzac March is over, around about 11:30. So from 11:30 through till 12, depending on when people get back from the march or make their way down. There's going to be a flyover tomorrow at 10:30, a P8A Poseidon from the RAAF base will fly over the Anzac Day commemorative march at 10:30. So down King William Street, I imagine, is probably the way they'll go. So that's happening then as well. So a lot on tomorrow to commemorate Anzac Day. The SA government investing in the future of veterans and the ADF, their partners as well, with the delivery of a career mentoring program. It's the second one. There was a pilot program a couple of years ago, and the 2023 Veterans SA Career and Business Mentoring is now open. Chantelle, as Director of Veterans SA, you've also served as well, 6 years in the RAN, I understand. What's Anzac Day mean?
So that's correct, Matthew. I served for 6 years in the Royal Australian Navy. So for me, Anzac Day is a time that I reflect on my family that has served, and all people that have served for the way of life that we enjoy today. And then turning my mind, obviously, to people who have made the ultimate sacrifice.
Yeah. How can people get involved? I mean, I've mentioned those things. There must be information online and elsewhere for people to maybe contact the RSL, etc.
Yeah, absolutely. So across the state, RSL sub-branches and Lions groups and Rotary in smaller country towns where there are no RSL sub-branches hold dawn services and marches. A lot of them also hold a service at 11 o'clock as well. Mm. So the RSL does have a comprehensive list on their website of where their services are being held.
Yeah, all right. Christine, you facilitate the Veterans SA Career and Business Mentoring Program. What are the streams offered to participants in that?
Yes, Matthew, there's two streams on offer this time. One is focused on skills and career development. So veterans or veterans who may be thinking about transitioning, who want to consider what sort of career might lie ahead for them. And the other stream is what we're calling business and entrepreneurship. So this might be better suited to a veteran or a family member of a veteran who is considering or may have just started their own business or may have a business idea that they wish to cultivate and get off the ground. So there's two streams on offer.
And that's all about what? Integrating back into civilian, for want of a better term, life? Is that
certainly
what it's about?
Yeah, certainly. Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of supports available to integrate, as you say, into civilian life, but sometimes a lot of people need a bit of extra support, and that's why the mentoring program gives the individual a one-on-one partner for 6 months to work with as well.
Gosh, you know, back in the day, World War One and whatever, soldiers came back, they were given land, weren't they, way out somewhere, and a lot of it was non-farmable, essentially, and then they were lost. I mean, that was at least something on offer.
But yes.
This sounds a little bit more comprehensive and
better. Yes, yeah. This is ideally, hopefully, a little more tailored to the individual concerned, where someone would work with them one-on-one for 6 months with some support also from myself and from the team at Veterans SA along that journey, and hopefully you know, break some new ground, enter some new sort of areas, develop some skills along the way, and also develop their networks, because often it's about the networks that they don't have when they first transition.
Yeah. Chantelle, 47,000, I understand, veterans in South Australia. What does our community look like?
Yeah, that's right, Matthew. So the recent census question back in 2021 for the first time asked if people were current or former serving. So by the Veterans SA Charter for Veterans, we consider our veteran community to actually be not just the person who has worn the uniform, but also their partner or spouse and the family and anybody who actually has an active interest in the veteran community. So when you expand that out, the veteran community that we look at as an agency is in the vicinity of 100,000 people.
Wow. Okay. That's amazing, isn't it? And that would range right, well, from now we've got a few World War II veterans left, I imagine, but primarily people who have served from there in different wars, Vietnam obviously probably the prime example, but even conflicts, Afghanistan, etc.
Yeah, that's right. So what we are doing now as an agency and what the mentoring program itself is actually looking to do is have a look at those 18 to 65-year-old veterans and also their families and partners in this instance and how we can help them to thrive in South Australia. So that's who this particular program is targeted at.
Christine, mentoring. So what are you looking for in mentors? Who can be a mentor?
Yeah, great question. So for us, the criteria is really broad and we're very open-minded because the matching process of mentee to mentor is really crucial.
Sure.
So in talking to your listeners, anyone that's got anything from career development skills, they might be someone that maybe had a career in helping to coach people and guide them in their career and their career development, might be someone that's been in the training industry before, very people sort of focused industry. Alternately, it could be someone that's run their own business, perhaps several businesses, and has some life lessons around that. So quite a broad background, I guess, because the mentees are going to be very diverse as well. So people that have mentored before will be particularly suited, I guess, because they've had that experience of working one-to-one. But I wouldn't dissuade people that I haven't mentored before, because we will give them support to be able to use their skills wisely in this relationship.
I know it wouldn't be compulsory or even perhaps essential, but I know of people who are older who have been reservists, for instance, and have served in various roles, lieutenants, etc., who, if they're in the business community, perhaps primarily would be just ideal for that sort of role.
Definitely. And good you mentioned that. In the pilot program, we actually had several mentors with that background and they were really well suited.
Yeah, fantastic. How will the program run?
So applications are now open. It's online. So if you go to the Veterans SA website, you can apply for either program as a mentee or a mentor. Very simple, straightforward process. We'll close that during May. We will launch the program mid-June where we'll introduce all the mentees and mentors to each other. We run an opening event with an induction program early one evening and some networking as well. Then we encourage people to get started, meet once a month in their own time at their own cadence. We'll check in with them. We'll have a midpoint event where we do some networking and professional development together, and then we'll have a close event towards the end of the year. So that's pretty much how it runs.
Yeah, all right. Look, on that point, we might take a break. And certainly if anyone has any questions, maybe any veterans listening or people who want to get involved as mentors, any questions as well, love to hear from you. 8223 0000. My guests in the studio, Chantelle Bowen, who is the Director of Veterans SA, and Christine Molitor, SA-based strategy and business coach and CEO of Be Sustained. Christine, the facilitator of the Veterans SA Career and Business Mentoring Program. Very timely with Anzac Day tomorrow and a whole heap of things happening, as I mentioned, obviously the traditional type events, the Dawn service followed by the march, service at the Cross of Memorial, the Cross of Remembrance there in the Pennington Gardens by the Cathedral on the other side of King William Road, just across the road from it. So lots of opportunities to commemorate the day tomorrow. Very important day. 10:45 now.
David and Will invite you into the studio every morning with 5AA's live video stream of The Breakfast Show. Thanks to Foodland. With more stores close to home and everyday low prices, great food lives at Foodland. The mighty South Aussies.
Watching footy with your mates? brilliant. But heading to the Adelaide Oval and watching the footy in a corporate box with your mates, that's awesome. Buy any Lion beer, including Hahn's Super Dry, West End, Stone and Wood, or 4X Gold, from the Albion Hotel, Birkenhead Tavern, Lighthouse Wharf, the Excelsior, or the Sundowner in Whyalla for a chance to win. You and three mates living large in a corporate box at Adelaide Oval. There's four packages up for grabs. You just know it's a Barrow Hotel. T's and C's apply.
Hi, Bronte Manuel from Toop and Toop. While winning awards isn't our priority, it's fair to say we're very proud to be named among the three national finalists in Australia's most prestigious real estate honours, the ARIAs. It's great recognition for all our team's hard work, from front of house through to our most prolific sales agents. One of our key motivations at Toop and Toop is to always do more for our clients. Being ranked in the top three agencies in Australia suggests we're delivering on that promise. Go to toop.com.au to find out more.
Seeing the world starts with Virgin Australia. Earn Velocity points when you fly to destinations around the world with Virgin Australia and our network of world-class airline partners, including Qatar Airways, United Airlines and Singapore Airlines. So book now at virginaustralia.com. Bring on the world and bring on wonderful. Velocity membership and airline T's and C's apply.
If you're feeling as though you have a cold coming on, it might be worth $500. That's what you'll be paid for your time in an Adelaide clinical trial with Fusion to help find relief from the common cold. If your symptoms have appeared within the past 36 hours, you'll qualify and receive a nasal spray to use for 5 days. How easy is that? Interested? Search Fusion Trials Common Cold Treatment or visit fusiontrials.com.au to apply.
Imagine sleeping better, sleeping longer and waking with more vitality. Mini Jumbuck McLaren Vale has a range of Australia's favourite wool mattress toppers that increase sleeping comfort by up to 35%. Feel it for yourself. Visit us in McLaren Vale and you can explore mattress toppers plus wool quilts, pillows and protectors. And with factory direct pricing, you might want to sneak in some Ugg boots and comfy wool clothing too. Mini Jumbuck, Australia's favourite wool bedding products for over 45 years. Open 7 days in McLaren Vale.
Hi, I'm Anne. I work with St. Louis Home Care and I'm an enrolled nurse. I work as a client engagement coordinator.
St. Louis was started by my great-grandmother and now is one big happy family with lovely staff just like Anne.
The people that work for St. Louis are very loving and caring.
Whether it's gardening, meals, shopping, home maintenance or social activities, we help people stay at home for longer.
If you're interested, come and join us.
Google St. Louis Home Care today.
Matthew Pantelis on 5AA Mornings.
State of Our State is this segment, Monday mornings between 11.30 and 12. We talk about different things in South Australia and Anzac Day tomorrow. So we're talking about the 2023 SA Veterans Career and Business Mentoring Program, which runs from June till November. Applications are open now and they close on 11 May 2023. In the studio, Chantelle Bowen, the Director of Veterans SA, and Christine Molitor from the SA-based, who's an SA-based strategy and business coach, but CEO of Be Sustained. Christine, the process of matching up people, we were talking mentoring just between before the break, and we were talking about the sort of people you need. How do you make sure they're compatible?
Yeah,
work together.
Very good question, Matthew. So as I said previously, applications are online. What we do when we go through the matching process is obviously read all of the applications, and it's a matter of trying to sort of shortlist and longlist different mentor skills along with different mentee requirements. And this time around, we'll probably be having a fair degree of personal contact before the matching process is finished. So I'll get on the phone and talk to people directly and say, look, you know, you've said this in your application. What? Let's go a bit deeper and let me try and understand a bit more. I'll talk to mentors as well and sort of try and tease out where I think they're better suited, and if necessary, try and uncover some more mentors if we don't think we've got the match quite right. So it is. It's a little bit of a, you know, pretty manual process, but to get it right, it's pretty important as well.
Yeah. Okay. How did the program come about, Christine? So you started this 2 years ago. It didn't run last year.
That's right.
COVID, I imagine. So what was the thinking to get it up and running?
Sure. So this the Veterans SA team 2 years ago came up with this concept through a very strong perception in the veterans community that there was a real need for this.
Yeah.
And the two cohorts that we targeted back then were any veterans that had recently transitioned, and in particular female veterans, to test that theory. And the call went out far and wide for registrations of interest, and we co-created the program on the spot. So my work with the team was really, let's design it together, let's listen to what the community say they need, and let's co-create as we go. And it ran in the end for a little bit longer, mainly because of the COVID disruptions, because we wanted to ensure there was enough face-to-face time that we could bring into it as possible. So, and then this time around, the team have come up with the need around career and skills development, and also business and entrepreneurship, and we're testing that theory now with the applications.
Okay. Chantel, Veterans SA supporting the veteran community here in the state. How do you go about doing that? I imagine there's a whole heap of information you provide.
Yeah, there is, Matthew. So what we try and do for the veteran community, we're a conduit, for want of a better word, between the community and the state government. So through outreach and forums, we find current relevant information from the community here in South Australia and bring that back to the government to help guide and develop policies and programs. Mm. So that's really important for us to make sure that as a state government and as an agency, we're doing valuable work for the community.
Yeah.
We also then look internally at different government agencies and how we can educate them on the veteran community, because we still have a perception around who or what a veteran is, and that, like with any community, has evolved over time and it will continue to do so.
Yeah.
So we need to make sure that we're hitting the nail on the head when it comes to what we're delivering.
Yeah. Well, the armed forces, defence has for many years now obviously been equal opportunity, so women are on the front line just as much as men, which is a good thing, it's how it should be. As the veterans, though, come through, you must be seeing different demands. For instance, in the program that you're running, women would have different needs to men in establishing themselves in whatever professions they wish. Are you seeing that reflected?
Oh, absolutely. Mm. And I think as we learn more about this community, what we're understanding is the value and the importance of family in this. So whilst there's the serving member who is doing the job that the Commonwealth employs them to do, we also have an untapped, highly skilled workforce in partners and families that we need to look after as well.
Mm. Christine, then how does the program benefit those reservists and partners, the family? How does it flow through?
Well, our hope with opening up the applications this time for partners and family members to participate is that, there may be an instance where, it's two spouses that want to start a business together, for example. So rather than concentrate the program entirely on an individual, there is that capacity to enable, if there was a couple that wanted to, or even a couple with adult children, really hopeful we get that sort of diversity in the makeup. Mm-hmm. Previous pilot program, we saw people obtain positions that they never thought were possible in terms of career positions. We saw several who wanted to initiate their own path in terms of consulting work, apply for and receive grants for that through their business mentoring relationships. So all sorts of outcomes. A lot of it was around confidence building networks, being able to deliver public presentations, all sorts of different things.
All right. And applications currently open, as we've said. Where can people go for information and to apply?
Yes, the Veterans SA website have a lot of information. We've got a frequently asked questions page as well. So there's plenty of information there. And if all else fails, contact the team. They can get in contact with me. So any questions that you need answered, we're there to help.
Yeah, fantastic. And tomorrow, the big day, obviously a day of commemoration. How are you both celebrating? Or not celebrating so much, commemorating is probably the better word.
It is, thank you. I was about to correct you on that, Matthew.
Yeah. No, I do that myself all the time, don't worry.
So I'll be in the city at the state service that the RSL run tomorrow morning, and the Veterans SA team are sprinkled across the state attending local services as well.
And they're all back now, aren't they? All the RSL dawn services, particularly Semaphore, Grange, Henley, etc., they'll all be back up and running as they used to be.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a good thing to see.
Yeah, it is. It's excellent. And tomorrow, perhaps, the bigger warning. I mean, normally we all rug up jackets, jeans, whatever it might be, a suit for many people on the day. But it's probably a day you could do it in shorts and thongs, even the dawn service. So lots of water and a hat, shade, etc. Look after your health.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Ladies, thank you so much for your time today. Chantelle Bowen, the Director of Veterans SA, the state government agency representing veterans and their families here in South Australia. Chantelle, also a former serving ADF member in the RAN for 6 years, combat systems operator, amazing. And Christine Molitor, SA-based strategy and business coach and CEO of Be Sustained. Ladies, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate
Thanks,
your time Matthew. Today and good luck with running the program moving forward. That is it for me. Stay tuned. Nine News on 5AA is coming up shortly, followed by Conversations with Cornsey. Angie McBride for Jade Robran again this afternoon. I'll be back with you tomorrow. Thank you, Tammy. Thank you, everyone. Have a great afternoon. Enjoy the sunshine.